So we're reading Bhagavad Gita chapter 18,
text number 2.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Kamyanam Karanam Nyasam Sanyasam Kavayo Viduhu Sarva Karma Palatyagam Prabhus Tyagam Vichakshana Kamyanam Karanam Nyasam Sanyasam Kavayo Viduhu Sarva Karma Pala Tyagam Prabhus Tyagam Vichakshanaha. Translation: the Supreme Personality of Godhead said, the giving up of activities that are based on material desire as an activity based on material desire. Hare Krishna. The performance of activities for results has to be given up. This is the instruction of Bhagavad Gita. But activities leading to advanced spiritual knowledge are not to be given up. This will be made clear in the next verses. In the Vedic literature, there are many prescriptions of methods for performing sacrifice for some particular purpose. There are certain sacrifices to perform to attain a good son or to attain elevation to the higher planets. But sacrifices prompted by desires should be stopped. However, sacrifice for the purification of one's heart or for advancement in spiritual science should not be given up. From reading the commentary of our acharyas, I can understand the purport more clearly than from reading Prabhupada's purport. And in Surendranthami Burijan's little book, he makes it also very clear. So there are nitya karmas, or prescribed duties, and there is, how do we do this? Here we go. Kamyanam karmas. So, kamyanam karmas are duties for getting a good son. That's the example that's given in the commentary. So it's not a nitya karma. It's a kamyanam karma. So the distinction is, for nyasa is whether of the two, both may be done, but not for the performance of some results. So obviously certain ones you're not going to do. And sannyas means that the nitya karmas are to be done with detachment from gaining the fruits of work, and the kamyanam karmas are to be given up. I'll read what Burijan writes here, because Krishna begins his answer by giving the opinion of the learned and wise who say that sannyas and tyaga are different. According to them, sannyas refers to the renunciation of materially motivated activities, kamyanam karmas, because there's two lines, and kamyanam karma is mentioned. Sannyas is to give those up. Materially motivated activities, give them up. Specifically, karmakanda activities. Tyaga, on the other hand, refers to renunciation, the fruits of one's activities. And I didn't bring my computer that has the other translations of the commentaries, but they're using these terms, nitya karma, kamyanam karmas. So, let's say anitya karma is rise early in the morning and take a bath. Rise early in the morning and take a bath. They're not to be abandoned. They lead to elevation. They lead to pure elevation in the modes of nature, minimally. Rising early and taking a bath. Even non-devotees, rise early, take a bath. Tyaga is for a material purpose to do those things. That's to be given up. That means, you know, explicitly for a spiritual purpose. It connects with a number of things, but it connects with the final verses of chapter 17, where performance of duties with the objective of attaining spiritual destination, meaning ultimately for a devotee going back to Godhead or connecting with the loving service of the Supreme Lord. For those who aren't devotees, it's seeking liberation. And minimally, it's elevation to the modes of nature. So, sannyas doesn't mean giving those things up. It means giving up those activities that are explicitly targeted. So, sannyasi is not to perform those activities, but they are to perform the purifying ones. And the tyagi is one who renounces the aspiration for fruitive gain. I'll read it again and see if that makes sense. The performance of activities for results has to be given up. That's both the tyagi or tyaga and sannyas for worldly result, because the spiritual elevation is also a result for worldly result. In both cases, they're to be given up. This is the instruction of Bhagavad Gita. But activities leading to advanced spiritual knowledge are not to be given up. What's the verse? Not he who lights no fire or performs no work. The true renouncer is not he who... So, karma sannyas is just, you know, to become an impersonalist. Like Arjuna, he was a kshatriya and he wanted to stop being a kshatriya, go live in a cave, renounce being a kshatriya, karma sannyas. And Krishna said, no karma sannyas, perform your prescribed duty and always think of me. That's what I want you to do, and as a kshatriya this is your duty. So your duty, stand and fight. Armed with knowledge, stand and fight. So that which develops transcendental knowledge is not to be rejected. The transcendental knowledge is to be combined, like this discussion we had, stitta pragya. Transcendental knowledge is to be applied in the execution of one's duties. That is, fixed in the knowledge, stitta pragya, of my position is to serve. My position is to serve the interest of Krishna. Here's the indication of Krishna's interest. I'm ready to serve. So those aren't to be given up. A sannyasi doesn't give those up. Or a renouncer doesn't give those things up. But for those that are performed for material benefit or material gain or pleasure, they're to be given up. And therefore, the position of a sannyasi to maintain vows of celibacy, obviously, they're to be maintained. And therefore, one of the epitomes of duties for a sannyasi or one engaged in sannyas is celibacy. What's the verse that's in Canto 6, Chapter 1, text something like 7 or 8? Prabhupada identifies in the purport, this verse is describing the regular principles of knowledge. He used that term, regular principles, in a consistent manner in Bhagavad Gita, as well as in Srimad Bhagavatam. So, in that verse, it's going the step beyond karma kanda into jnana kanda. And karma kanda, if one has done something sinful, then one can atone. Some, you do rituals and you make a mistake in the rituals, you do some procedure for atonement to counteract the reaction for that mistake or some wrong action. Sins are to be atoned for. Unfortunately, it's not sufficient, because the tendency to do sin is still there, and therefore knowledge is an antidote to check, but not completely, tendency for involvement in matter. One who has knowledge can possess the strength of detachment, jnana vairagya. Unfortunately, it's not sufficient. But how does the verse begin? Tapasya brahmacharjena samena damena va tyagena, same this word tyaga, tyagena satyasocha byam yamena niyamena va. So the life of the development of knowledge, strengthening capacity for knowledge, begins with tapasya. Tapasya is voluntarily I refrain from something in order to achieve a higher something. You're familiar. There are these, in Prabhupada's language, there are these two positions. Acting for some immediate gain, deferring the immediate gain for some longer term gain. You know what those two terms are? They are? Acting for a short-term gain? Yes. You know those terms, right? No? Prayas is like what children like to do. They like to play. And if they are told, okay, you can not play now, it's time to go to school. No, I want to play. So the parents will say, well, one day you're going to grow up, hopefully, and when you grow up, you're going to need to have certain things to qualify and do things as an adult does things. So you can play after school and before school, but during school you have to go to school. So that's something longer term. So Prayas and Shreyas is longer term. And then there's Shreya Uttama, the ultimate destination of the soul. Jigyasu Shreya Uttama, the verse in the Upanishads. For those persons who are inquisitive in the ultimate Shreyas, the ultimate benefit of the living entity, that person requires a spiritual master. Tasmat guru prapadyeta jigyasu shreya uttama. not for, similar to here, not for some temporary gain. If you want temporary gain, there's lots of people out there that will teach you that one. And then to do them religiously, there's training, or there's facility within the Vedic system for gaining something temporary. But a sannyas is one who's specifically not to pursue the temporary, not to pursue the prayas, but the shreyas, and so cultivation of spiritual knowledge. But what's the purpose of that spiritual knowledge? Ultimately, to know Krishna. And the purpose of knowing Krishna is to serve Krishna. So it leads sequentially to the position that chapter 18 leads to, which is surrender to Krishna. All of it is to leads all the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita leads to surrender to Krishna. But it's a little bit, again using the metaphor of like making wet wood into dry wood for a purpose, not just so you can have a bunch of dry wood, but it's so the dry wood can ignite with fire. Then there's so many things you can do with fire, like perform fire yajna. In the fire of detachment, one can offer things to the Supreme instead of trying to be the enjoyer of those things, the prayas. So our teaching, in one of the first two verses of the Bhagavatam, I can't remember if it's the first or second purport, Prabhupada explains that this the whole of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the whole of Bhagavad Dharma, is one of progressively decreasing our involvement in matter. Again, similar terms, pravritti and nivritti. Pravritti is doing things so that I'll be in a better position to be an enjoyer in this life and in the next life. That's pravritti. And nivritti is decreasing progressively one's involvement with matter, so that, or proportionately also, increasing one's involvement in spirit. Similar, just from a different angle or perspective, same presentation. It's just a definition of terms. So one more time, and I think that covers it. The term sannyas indicates acceptance of those things that are for spiritual elevation and cultivation of purification and spiritual knowledge, but not involving oneself in those activities that are for material gain. Karma Kanda. And Tyaga, one may do both, the Nitya Karmas and Kamyanam Karmas. One may do them in a dutiful manner, but without the expectation of the material gain portion. So, how to do it will hopefully be explained how Kamyanam Karma or Karmakanda rituals can be performed without expectation of material gain, because they're for material gain. Read the purport. In the Vedic literature, there are many prescriptions of methods for performances of sacrifice for some particular purpose. There are certain sacrifices to perform to attain a good son, or to attain elevation to the higher planets. But sacrifices promoted by desires should be stopped. However, sacrifice for the purification of one's heart or for advancement in the spiritual science should not be given up. I wish I had my computer. Could you get my computer? See what our acharyas say about the tyaga aspect of Kamyanam Karma. because it's not clear to me. Any discussion or comments while we're waiting? Yes?
Actually, Tyaga and Sannyasa are one and the same thing. They're not really. In fact, Krishna says that. Although different authorities have different opinions, my opinion is that Tyaga and Karma have the same purport. I think it's 85.
Which one?
Fifth verse.
It's been a while since I've read the chapter. Acts of sacrifice, charity, and penance are not to be given up. They must be performed. Indeed, sacrifice, charity, and penance purify even the great souls. That's 5. 6. All these activities should be performed without attachment or any expectation for a result. They should be performed as a matter of duty, O Pritha. That is my final opinion. 7. Prescribed duties should never be renounced. If one gives up his prescribed duties because of illusion, such renunciation is said to be in the mode of ignorance. Anyone who gives up prescribed duties as troublesome or out of fear of bodily discomfort, mode of passion.
85.
Okay, I've got that right here. So here's 18.5 from Surrender Unto Me. Acts of sacrifice, charity, and penance are not to be given up. They must be performed. Indeed, sacrifice, charity, and penance purify even the great souls. Commentary. Srila Baladeva Vidyabhusan comments that just as fibers exist within the stem of a lotus, these three activities contain knowledge that purifies the heart and elevate everyone. Krishna's conclusion is positive advice. Quote, everyone should perform these activities. Perform them, purify your heart, and set a good example. The mood in which these three should be performed is described in the next verse. Which is number 6. All these activities should be performed without attachment or any expectation of result. They should be performed as a matter of duty, O son of Pritha. That is my final opinion. And commentary. Krishna herein concludes his opinion. Because it is opinion, it is superior to other opinions Krishna previously offered. Activity need not be given up, because activities in and of themselves cause no reactions. We obtain reactions from our activities if, out of false ego, we think, I am the doer, and the fruits are mine to enjoy. Therefore, Krishna is once again proclaiming the true standard of renunciation and detachment from the fruits of work while performing duty. Arjuna should fight dutifully, but in the mood of renunciation, detached from the battle's results. Is that what you're referring to? Say it again. Four leads. Arjun has inquired about the difference between tyaga and sannyas, and Krishna in reply mentions three types of tyaga. So charity, penance, and sacrifice, different types of actions prescribed in the Vedas. This example of like fibers in the lotus, they're to be given up. They're not to be given up because they, in and of themselves, give great benefit. Sacrifice, charity, and penance. Those sannyasis are not to give those up, but that. So the term tyag, in a sense, the term tyag is to give up the aspiration of gaining something from doing them, other than becoming purified. But here's the. Let's go to the commentary of. Vishwanath. Therefore, the words. This is at the last paragraph of his commentary. Therefore, the word sannyas means to give up kamya karmas completely, and to give up the results of nitya karmas. Tyaga means to perform all actions, both nitya karmas and kamya karmas. Form all actions, but to give up the desire for the results of those activities. So my question is, or doubt is, karmakanda rituals have at their very foundation the desire for something. So how do you do that, the karmakanda rituals, without attachment for the purpose of those rituals? This is in accordance with what the Lord said previously. It is difficult to avoid action as long as one is not functioning from the level of sattva, resulting from the dawn of knowledge. So it could mean, let's see what Baladev says. It could mean, I do these things because they're enjoined in the scriptures for me to do. Let's say I'm a grihastha, and so I'm learning how to be a detached grihastha. I continue to do these rituals of karmakanda simply because of the purifying aspect in them, not for the purpose of getting the boon that comes from doing the ritual. Perhaps that's the meaning. Here's Baladev. Again, it's just the last paragraph. Therefore, in tyaga, one should perform all kamya karmas and nitya karmas without seeking results. So the doubt I'm proposing or raising is, how do you do kamya karmas without seeking results? And I do them, let's say I'm a householder, I do them because I know that I'm tainted with the modes, and therefore there are aspirations due to that contact with the modes, and suitable ashram is there, so guna and karma are there. Let me cultivate under the guidance and instruction of Krishna and Bhagavad Gita to do these things in a dutiful manner, because they're purifying by accepting duty, like in Arjuna's case, fighting in the Kurukshetra battle without attachment to the outcome, the result. I mean, what Kshatriya can fight without wanting to be victorious? That's chivalry. There's a chance to respond to the challenge. So by attachment to it connects to the last part of chapter 17. The ultimate purpose and destination is the satisfaction of Krishna, so fight for Krishna. And one who fights for Krishna will be even more heroic and more vigorous and valiant than the one who's fighting for victory. I think that's the meaning. Whereas in sannyas, one performs only obligatory duties, nitya karmas, without the desire for results, and completely rejects results for personal gratification, kamya karma. This is the distinction of the two words, sannyas and tyaga. So it's not exactly that the two words mean the same thing, but there is an overlap. I mean, I'm thinking of a nice example in Navadvip Dham Mahatmya of the battle that took place between Bhishma Dev and Samudra Sen. Maybe some of you have been to that place, Samudra Gar in Navadvip Dham. Very near Mamgachi, very nice place in Navadvip. So there was a king, just very similar to King Baholashva, the king that was a devotee of Krishna but had never had the association of Krishna. In case of King Baholashva, Krishna personally went to his kingdom to give his association. Whole entourage from Dwarka, the whole Yadu army and, you know, everybody went and just to go pay respects to the king and give the king the opportunity to see Krishna. But so like that, Samudra Sen was a devotee of Krishna from having heard about Krishna but never had Krishna's darshan. And so he got Krishna's darshan in a very unique way that illustrates something like this, what this is describing. When it was time for the coronation of Maharaj Yudhisthira, what was necessary, one of the features of that coronation ceremony that was necessary was sending a challenge horse in all directions for other kings. If they want to not accept Yudhisthira as the emperor, they could engage in battle. And if they were victorious, then they didn't have to give tribute to the king, to Maharaj Yudhisthira as the emperor. So he sent his four brothers in the four directions with challenge horses, and everyone was very happy to have Yudhisthira as the emperor, and they paid tribute. And Bhima went east, Bhima went east, and no one wanted to fight with Bhima. But when he got to Samudra's kingdom in Navadvip, he was a Vaishnav king at that time in that area, long ago, during the time of the Pandavas, he knew Krishna's nature, and that Krishna's nature was, if his devotee was in difficulty, Krishna would come. So he decided, on the basis of the desire to see Krishna, that he accepted the challenge of battle with Bhima. Bhima was very happy. At last, somebody, now a fight. Very good. So Bhima went out on the battlefield, and Samudra went out on the battlefield, and Samudra was fighting with the singular focused purpose of desiring to see Krishna. So he fought so intensely that he was defeating Bhishma's army. And that never happened to Bhishma. Bhima. So Bhima was in difficulty. So Krishna came. But he came in such a way, he showed himself to Samudra. And Samudra, seeing the form of Krishna, immediately stopped fighting and just took darshan of Krishna. And then Krishna showed his form of Gauranga and said, you're such a devotee. You will be my devotee when I come in this form. And you'll participate in my pastimes in this form of Gauranga. And then he disappeared from the battlefield. Bhima didn't see all that, but Samudra saw all that. So he just dropped his weapons and said, I surrender. I'll pay tribute to you. We'll accept Yudhisthira as the emperor. Bhima was very surprised, but very happy too. And he accepted the tribute of Samudra. So he, King Samudra, was fighting not for victory, but for pleasing Krishna. And also getting the darshan of Krishna. So one can take up duties, sacrifice, charity, and penance, that may, for worldly estimation, have as their fruit material gain. One who's observing the principle of tyag may do so without the purpose of material gain, but for the purpose of purification, by being situated in a proper way in one's prescribed duties according to one's position. So I think that takes care of the questions. As you can see, there's a number of verses that continue along the same theme, and I hope whoever gives classes makes it more clear than I did this evening. Any discussion? Yes.
I had two questions, Guru Maharaj. One was, so when we understand this definition of sannyasa, it's not doing action based on material desire or material gain. So is it correct to understand that in one sense only a Vaishnava can be a sannyasi, because if one is not a Vaishnava, there is some the understanding that in the Sambandha Gyan there is some desire for moksha or something like that. It's not completely free of material desires. Is that correct to?
Good point. Yes.
And the second question was, so this word tyaga, when we read the sentence, when I hear the word activities in Bhagavad Gita in general, or especially in this sentence, so is it activities that are guided by the scripture, or would some Kali Yuga, things that are not guided by the scriptures, maybe I'll explain in if we find in the in the modern times, if someone were to say, oh, I like music and I like to play music just because I enjoy it so much. So there is not an explicit motive for purification, but at the same time they're saying, I don't really care what outcome, or I don't have aspirations to material aspirations, but I just enjoy playing music. So would that, is there any purification in that for a person like that, or
no? No.
Because there's a desire, it's motivated,
yes,
by material enjoyment.
Now, the distinction is, using Bhaktisiddhanta's term, dovetail, supposing they like music, and then supposing they happen to also like kirtan. So there's some purification if I like music and I like kirtan, and join the two together. Chanting of Krishna's name musically. And that's one of the reasons. We had a japa retreat in Houston in December, and both Badahari and Vatsal were there, and somebody asked from the audience, why is it easier to be alert and attentive and enlivened during kirtan as opposed to japa? And the answer is, it's both the social and the musical elements of kirtan makes it easier. And the demonstration of how much attraction is there during kirtan for the name is disclosed when you chant japa, because it's not the musical or the social, it's just the name. So is it possible to have a material aspiration or incentive for enjoyment during spiritual activity. Yes. The advice is to detach oneself from that aspect while doing it for the purification purpose. Let's say somebody, a Kshatriya, they like combat, they like control, they like power, and so forth. So, good. Thank you. It's good enough. Just for eye contact. They should perform their prescribed duty even there is some material incentive in their being a Kshatriya. But the advice given to Arjuna is cultivate the renunciation of the material purpose, the material aspect. Go instead for the performance of duty and ultimately simply please me in devotion. But the mode of goodness is performance of prescribed duty, whether I like it or I don't like it, whether the outcome is this or that. Performance of prescribed duty. Cultivation of the mode of goodness through the performance of prescribed duty. For purification, self-realization, ultimately God-realization. Mode of goodness, understanding the nature of the self, understanding the nature of the Supreme and my relation with Him. Progressively. That's the tyaga part. Does that address your question?
Yes, Guru Maharaj. So basically, if the activity is a prescribed activity based on Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, then the incremental one can, just by doing that activity in
yes.
that mode,
yeah.
one can come to that.
It's beneficial even if one isn't educated as to what we're hearing in chapter 18 just now. One gets up early and takes a bath. It's beneficial. It's healthy. And it's, you know, it promotes the quality of goodness. It's beneficial. If I understand the purpose of that is not just I feel good and I'm healthy, but it's to help prepare me so that I can engage in my duties also in a mode of goodness way. I can cultivate knowledge of Bhagavad Gita in a mode of goodness condition, and the purpose of that is ultimately to understand Krishna and to surrender. So it's just step by step. But so one may not have those further steps. One may just understand this is a nitya karma. I'm supposed to rise early and take bath. So I do that. Or I go to the kitchen and I cook, whether I like it or not, because this is my duty as a housewife or mother. It's my duty. And that's and doing for that purpose, it's elevating in the modes of nature and in all the other ones. There's a purpose to being, you know, situated properly in one's prescribed duty. Is it a higher purpose for that too? And I may not have a clue of what that higher purpose is yet. It leads to that. It leads to the opportunity.
Yes, Guru Maharaj. Can I just ask one thing?
Yes.
So based on that understanding, like when we look around and we see most people in Kali Yuga, they are not guided by anything. It's just modes or whatever. The activities are guided by a sense of
yes.
wanting to enjoy.
Yes.
So in all those activities, for this principle of tyaga to apply, first the Krishna conscious understanding has to come. That understanding.
Yeah, transcendental
Krishna
knowledge. Yeah. Let's say, you know, an ambitious student, they'll get up early and take a bath. And they've got, you know, it's just part of the program of succeed and conquer and, you know, get the carrot. get the grades, so I can get the job, so I can get the money, so I can get the recognition, so I can get the enjoyment. So side by side, two persons doing the same thing, consciousness is very different. The guidance and motivation and the modes of nature inspiring them are very different. But it's still, it's beneficial. It doesn't naturally and of necessity lead to spiritual awakening. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Anything else? Yeah, I count on you for a good question, at least one per class. Wait till the microphone comes, though.
Thank you. Maharaj.
Yes.
Our Vaishnava systems are having disciplic orders.
Yeah.
And all systems are having these disciplic orders, but Sri Vaishnava system giving more emphasis to this guru system, that is their preachings. And our system is giving more emphasis to scriptures, taking guidance from spiritual masters. According to their guidance, scriptures being followed. And this Sri Vaishnava system is giving more emphasis to the guru's teachings. That is spiritual masters, disciplic orders.
I don't know if I would agree with what you're saying. You haven't asked a question yet. You're making some statements, and I'm not sure I agree with the statements, but to speak of what the question is.
So,
because what's the meaning of what Guru says without reference to scripture?
And even though they are not giving more emphasis to the Krishna as origin, even though
that's okay. Narayana is the origin, but then there's scripture that supports Narayana is the origin, and whatever it is that the guru says about whatever he says, the root or foundation is scripture. That's what parampara is in a bona fide fashion. So it's a little meandering. Can you get to your punchline of your question?
That's what Maharaj.
Huh? You want to know why we make the emphasis that we make?
We are taking guidance from the scriptures by the teachings of Gurujis, but they are giving more emphasis to the disciplic order than the teachings of the scriptures, and half and half more.
You've lost me. Why don't you do this? You gather your thoughts together, put them on paper, hand them to Murari Chaitanya, and tomorrow I'll answer them. Okay?
Okay, Maharaj.
Thank you. Anyone else? You have a question.
Maharaj, can you just briefly explain the difference between sannyasa and tyag? Like, I was not able to get it.
I'll give it to you verbatim. You ready? Hope I didn't. Oh, there it goes. In tyaga, one should perform all kamya karmas and nitya karmas without seeking results. Arjuna, go to the battlefield, perform your prescribed duty, whether you win or not. Arjuna, rise early in the morning and take your bath, whether it makes you happy or doesn't make you happy. Nitya karmas and kamya karmas are to be performed without seeking results. That's tyaga. Whereas sannyas, one performs obligatory duties, nitya karmas, without the desire for results. Without the desire for results is also in both cases. So in this case, there's an overlap, or they're synonymous as far as nitya karmas. But the difference is, in sannyas, they completely reject rituals for personal gratification, kamya karmas. That is the distinction between these two words, sannyas and tyaga. You got it? More? You're fine. Okay.